Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I had no idea how difficult it is for me to do a conversation by myself about a subject. This, what you're hearing, is attempt number three. So let's see if this one works. I would like to invite you to talk a little bit about access consciousness and what it is. And then in future episodes, I will go into more details on specific things. So, what is access consciousness? It's really a very difficult question because access doesn't fit easily into a definition. It's organic, it changes constantly. In the classes, it invites the contribution from everyone who participates in the class. And that is the reason why, for instance, no two classes are the same. I have just recently attended my fifth Foundation Level 1 class. And boy, can I tell you, it is so different than the first one I took 3 years ago. So that's not really that long ago. I've also experienced during those 3 years how much access consciousness has what I call exploded. Initially, when I started, it was in 30 some countries. Then the following year, it was in 50 countries. And today it's in over 170 countries. To me, this says how much people are hungry for what access consciousness is offering. And I definitely was hungry for that myself. When I came across access consciousness 3 years ago, I checked it out on the internet. I subscribed to the freebies that were available, listened to the videos that were sent, read the emails that were sent. But what really sold me was an incident where I was in a situation and I knew if I continued the train of thought that I had just started, I knew exactly the place where I was going to be landing. And it was not going to be a good place. So I decided to see how the tools work that I had received and picked one that had come in via email just a day or two before then and followed the instructions, used it. And lo and behold, it worked. I did not go down that same old path that I have gone down so many times. And so I decided to check it out more. I took my first class. I liked what I got there. Took my several following classes and was really inspired by it. Decided to become a certified facilitator. And took all the classes necessary for that. And 2.5 years ago, actually 2 years ago, I became a certified facilitator and can now teach the three Access Core classes. And what I'm also noticing within myself is as much as I understood it initially intellectually, it's just since the beginning of this year, that I'm getting what access consciousness is really offering me on a completely different level. And I'm incorporating it more and more into my life. And there is something, you could describe it as one does access consciousness. That means you jump through the hoops, you apply the tools, but it's all just on a brain level. Or one is access consciousness. Then what it means to me is I really get the energy behind what is being taught and make it mine. And as a result, it becomes more part of my life. And I have to say, it really is changing my life. the amount of change that I have made since the beginning of the year is drastic. And I'm no newcomer to change. I love change. I've always been looking for what else can I change? Where else can I go? What else is available? This is the most exciting that I have come across. In the other modalities, yeah, change was there. It was great. And I needed those steps in order to be able to do Access Consciousness. So, what does Access Consciousness offer? Access Consciousness offers two different types of tools. There are the verbal tools that allow you to become aware of where you are mentally with your thoughts and beliefs, limiting yourself. And as a result, because of those limitations, you cannot get where you would actually like to go. And then there are the body processes, which are all energetic body processes that help change your belief systems, let go of old stuff, and they also support the body in healing and changing. What Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, says is when you are willing to function from more consciousness, you begin to open the doors to all healing. And with that, he means healing on all levels. Access Consciousness was founded a little bit over 25 years ago by Gary Douglas. In 2000, Dr. Dane Heer, a chiropractor, became his business partner and also co-creator of Access. I will go a little bit at the end in additional possibilities where you can find out more and also make sure that it's posted underneath the audio on the blog. The motto of Access is to empower people to know that they know. That was also something that was attractive to me. How often do we go and talk with people? Do we enter modalities? And they basically tell us one way or another how we are supposed to live our lives. That is not what I have encountered in Access because, from an Access perspective, each individual is the authority on their personal life. There are suggestions, there are tools that can support the changes that I as a person would like to make, but there is no telling me, oh, you need to do this or you need to do that. There is no credo you have to follow. I really like the openness, the being non-dogmatic. Difficult. How shall I say what it is? It's just, I just am in love with Access because of the amount of change and how much easier through the changes my life is becoming. There is so much less struggle. It's easier for me to deal with situations. Not that every life is hunky-dory and easy. No, I deal with I have my difficult situations. But it's so much easier to deal with them. I don't get stuck in them. I don't get blocked by them. I have tools to step out, to look at what possibilities do I have in that situation to change it, which is something that I never had before. And that is what I really appreciate so much and where I have a lot of gratitude for what I've been able to learn and what Access has given me. I would like to invite you to explore further. I plan on posting every so often another audio. Hopefully, it'll get easier for me to do that. And I will give a short synopsis of what each audio is underneath in the blog section. Have a great time, and I hope you get to hear me soon again. Take care.